Depending on the time of day, it may not be at all practical to try to listen to an audio tour while on Bourbon Street. Feel free to listen to this before or after walking the street. When it's going strong, the street is best experienced without commentary. The nine blocks of bars on Bourbon Street make up a legend that is a mashup of eras and ideas. It's as much the icon of New Orleans as Times Square is of New York or Hollywood is of Southern California. And like those places, it's an overcrowded embodiment of one very narrow truth about the place in question. In our case, that in New Orleans, drinking is much more legally and socially permissible than in most American cities. You're allowed to drink outside, and not just on Bourbon Street. The law covers all of Orleans Parish, or most of the city. There's a special restriction in the French Quarter forbidding glass or metal containers, so if you decide to get a drink to go while you're in the quarter, it's best to ask for a go cup. It's also legal in Orleans Parish to drink in a for-hire vehicle, so theoretically you could drink in a cab, although you'll have a hard time finding a driver who would okay that. Mainly, the law was passed to allow drinking on Mardi Gras floats. While it's mostly bars today, bourbon's history and its present are both more complicated than they look. The fact that Galatoire's, one of the most upscale restaurants in the city, is located on Bourbon Street and surrounded by strip clubs shows that it wasn't always as you see it now. For most of the 18th and 19th centuries, Bourbon was a quiet, middle-class street. Its name didn't even indicate a type of alcohol until the middle of the 19th century. Bourbon Street and Bourbon County, Kentucky, were both named for the Bourbon monarchy, who ruled France at the time when both areas were colonized by France. And it was only later and by pure coincidence that this bourbon became famous for bars and that bourbon became famous for whiskey. The first couple of blocks of Bourbon Street were getting rowdy by the 1890s, but the street was a mixed bag until well after that. It was home to an opera house until 1919 and neighbor to a convent and school until 1964. World War II brought a huge portion of the U.S. armed forces through New Orleans, and from there on, the shift to pure party district has been slow and steady. New Orleans has gone through some hard times, and Bourbon Street seems to be as immortal as its reputation. Johnny White's, right here by the intersection of Bourbon and St. Peter, never once closed during the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, which didn't flood the French Quarter but did damage it and leave it without power. And other businesses along the street were among the first to reopen, feeding and entertaining rescue workers and journalists and employing the returning residents of the city. As you go along Bourbon Street today, key sights are horse-mounted police officers, painted people posing for photo opportunities, hand grenades, the most recognizable drink on Bourbon thanks to its very tall and somewhat grenade-shaped cup, and people throwing beads from balconies. If you want some thrown to you, generally, some noise and arm waving is enough to do the job without you having to break any laws. If you don't want them thrown to you, you may get them anyway, so keep a hand free for defense. And bear in mind that while drinking in the street is fine, you generally won't be able to carry an outside drink inside a new bar with you. When you're ready, make a right from Bourbon Street and St. Peter and continue two blocks to the intersection of Bourbon and St. Anne.